So a story that we have been following for the last several months is the Quirindi Silo Art Project, and there's a bit more news to be had. Joining us to keep us up to date is Rob Lewis. Rob, are you well?
I am, Andrew. Thank you very much indeed. Welcome to the rain.
That's why. Where's the project out at the moment, mate?
It's at a very exciting stage, Andrew, now. We sent out requests to over 100 artists Australia-wide, asking them to put in expressions of interest for their design, for the silos, for artwork, and for a light show. We received 25 expressions of interest from people who'd exhibited and painted murals all over the world. Israel, America, Russia, you name the country, you name the building, they've painted it.
Goodness
and
me.
Put light shows on it. One fellow had done the light show in Hong Kong Harbour. Another one had done Vivid.
There was a good one that did the Sistine Chapel, but I don't think he's around anymore. He did good work there.
He did, yes, but unfortunately he's unavailable, yes.
So I'm interested to know, the artist, so are they actually going to be the one with who comes up with the concept of the picture themselves, or are they just actually going to be, if you want a better term, the tool by which the mural gets painted?
They will come up with the concept themselves. However, we have surveyed our community here, and we're asking for community input all the time to find out what the community wants to go into the mural and into the light show. And then we've provided all that information to the artist, and we will continue to do so as more comments come in, and we welcome comments. And then the artist will come up with the design based on community consultation together with the light show provider for the silos. And we've narrowed that 25 down to 6 now, and those 6 will come up with their final designs by early November.
Have you actually double-checked that they're not afraid of heights? Because I think that's important. The last thing you want to do is get someone who turns up and goes, oh, I didn't think it would be that high.
Yes. In the brief, we sent them the dimensions of the silos. So they're well aware of the heights that they'll be, and the size of the silos that they'll be working on. Yes.
Any idea when the decision's going to be made then, Rob?
It will be made in November, yes. And to assist us with the decision, we've been very, very fortunate in acquiring the services of Nicola Paschal, who is the curator of the art collection at the State Library, and also a well-known local artist and nationally acclaimed artist, David Darcy, who, of course, won the People's Choice Award for the Archibald Prize in 2019.
Ooh.
So they're going to have a look at the concepts that come in from those final artists and give us their opinions on the value of those artworks as pieces of public art.
And I believe you've also picked up some very useful sponsorship for the project recently. Did you want to mention that?
We certainly have. We've picked up $10,000 from Whitehaven Coal, which has been absolutely amazing. They've been extremely supportive of us. And we've also picked up $2,000 from Quirindi RSL, who are also great supporters, and $2,000 from the Tamworth Business Chamber. The Liverpool Plains Business Chamber. If the Tamworth Business Chamber want to donate, we'll certainly accept their money as well.
It's a great look. A community project like this doesn't happen without great community sponsors. You know, we all need to be able to come together to make something great, don't we?
That's absolutely correct. And we've got amazing community support. And we encourage members of the community to continue to give us their views and tell us what they would like to see on the silos.
Well, it's all getting very exciting regarding the Quirindi Silo Art Project. We look forward to hearing some more exciting news in November. Rob Lewis, thank you very much for joining us on 2&M.
Andrew, thank you for the opportunity to let people know what's going on.